Hello, welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky. And Sky, what are we going to be doing today to start us off?
We're doing... Am I close enough to the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, we are doing Guess the Statistic, and I am blindfolded yet again. If you guys remember our last Guess the Statistic, because I said that right. Well, I couldn't really see anything, and Matthew had to keep adjusting my face. And like he's doing now. So Matthew's basically just gonna, I don't think it's gonna be this year's statistics, because, yeah, but we're gonna do statistics all time.
No, we're not.
Yes, you, that's what I said.
I decided not
I
to.
I suggested it. Oh, you didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that. Can you stop pulling on my jaw, please?
I'm trying to fix you.
So we're doing statistics from this year, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to start off? Or...
Great. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to start off asking the questions when I can't see them.
I meant you want to start?
Yes.
Who leads the NFL in passing yards?
As of right now?
As of right now. Sorry. Yeah, for this year. This is all 2019
probably
stats.
Patty Cake, right?
Yeah. Could you simplify that, please?
Pat Mahomes?
Yep.
The Chiefs quarterback?
How many
passing yards? He is actually the only 99 overall quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, it's going to be hard to edit down.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Normally, you see the screen and see the huge blobs.
Oh, okay. Are you going to do another one? Yeah, that's Patrick Mahomes. He has the most passing yards in the league. Second's probably Lamar Jackson, right?
No.
Oh, who is it?
Aaron Rodgers, surprisingly.
And then Lamar Jackson?
Nope, and then Andy Dalton.
And then Lamar Jackson?
And then Carson Wentz.
Wait, Andy Dalton? Are you serious?
Yeah.
He sucked dookie against the Bills. Oh, I think I just hit the mic.
Yeah. Also, the Buccaneers are beating the Rams 21-0 right now.
Wow, that's impressive.
This is the Rams.
Yeah, the Buccaneers are beating the Rams 21-0.
Isn't that what you said? The Buccaneers are garbage and the Rams are great.
I thought you said the Buccaneers were winning.
They are. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so I said that's impressive. And then you said no.
I expected for more.
I don't, never mind. Just say the next statistic. Say the next statistic.
Move your head a little. Thank you. Who leads the NFL in tackles?
What position?
Linebacker, I think.
Middle or outside?
I don't know.
Khalil Mack?
Blake Martinez of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, that was my next guess.
Yeah, sure. Who leads the NFL in sacks?
Aaron Donald?
False.
Khalil Mack?
False.
Von Miller?
False.
J.J. Watt?
False.
Who does he play for?
Buccaneers.
Vita Vea?
Nope.
What position?
I don't know.
Oh, probably some fat dude, right?
Probably.
What's his name? I don't know.
Shaquille Barrett.
I don't think I've ever heard of that guy before.
Okay.
He must be very famous.
Who leads the NFL in receiving?
DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
Antonio Brown? I'm just kidding. probably not Julio. Let me think. Not OBJ, right?
AFC, by the way, if that helps.
AFC. What team?
Chargers.
That'll probably be a giveaway. Keenan Allen?
Yeah, how'd you guess?
Because he's the only good
Chargers. 404 receiving yards already.
Jeez.
Who leads the NFL in interceptions?
Safety or cornerback? No, it's Devin McCourty.
Correct. That's your first one.
No, I got patty cake right.
That's your second one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Who leads the NFL in rushing?
What team? No, don't tell me. That's a giveaway. Nick Chubb?
No.
Are they good? Like,
yeah.
Are they a usually good player?
Not usually great, but good, yeah.
Carlos Hyde?
No.
Miller?
No.
Le'Veon?
No.
Kamara?
No.
Mark Ingram?
He's up there, but no.
Barkley?
Nope.
Todd Gurley?
Nope.
Ezekiel Elliott?
Nope.
ooh, is it that Peterson guy?
Nope.
Johnson?
Nope.
Kareem Hunt?
Nope.
Yeah, probably not.
He's suspended for the first eight games, remember?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
This guy's thinking very hard right now.
Shady!
No. Yeah. He's doing
Frank
good,
Gore?
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Think NFC.
I have no idea.
Sky, I'll give you a hint. NFC North.
I can't even remember what teams are in the NFC North.
Vikings.
Oh, Packers. Is it Cook?
Give me a full name.
Devin?
Nope.
Sterling?
No.
I have no idea.
Dalvin Cook.
It's the same thing. Didn't I say Dalvin?
You said Devin.
Oh, my God. It's the same thing.
I got...
Oh, jeez. I was, like, right up against the microphone.
You want to do team statistics now?
Sure.
Okay. What team leads the NFL in yards per game?
Chiefs.
Close. They're second.
Saints.
Close. No, I'm kidding. They're not close at all.
Cowboys?
Nope. They're third. You got number two and number three.
Probably not Patriots.
They're number five.
Probably not Bills. No.
Definitely not. Talk louder.
Nope, there's no way the Giants. Packers?
Nope.
Vikings?
Nope.
What conference?
AFC.
Ooh, Ravens.
Yep.
I got it right.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
That's your fourth try.
Fifth.
You're right. No.
Or sixth.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. It's up there. What's the next one?
Who leads the NFL in sacks for a team?
Bills?
No.
Patriots?
No. Yes, I meant. Yes, 13 sacks. Well, no, not really. They're tied with the Jaguars, but, you know.
Jaguars, really?
Because they have a good defense.
They're remember? Supreme Duke. Okay, yeah.
Their offense is garbage, but.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Who leads the NFL in rushing?
Browns?
Nope, Ravens. Bills are
Why
fifth,
would you
though,
tell me?
Because you weren't going to get it.
Yeah, you're right, but still.
Bills are fifth. Wait, you want to know one where the Bills are also fifth?
No, just no. I have to guess the statistic.
I know, but the Bills happen to be fifth here, so I'm going to tell you this.
Okay, fine.
What team has allowed the least yards per game?
Jags?
Nope.
Chargers?
Nope.
Patriots?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Third try.
Good job, Sky.
I know. I'm a legend.
Now, you ready for the last one? What team leads the NFL in turnover differential?
That's a big word. And it's not like school day, so I'm just going to have to tell me what it means because I don't want to think that hard.
It means like if the Bills have had six turnovers... The Bills' defense has gotten six turnovers, but the other teams combined have gotten four. The Bills have a two-turnover differential.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'll give you a hint. There's four teams tied here.
Wait, so, oh, my gosh. That helps. Patriots? Cowboys?
Nope.
Really? Cowboys are good, though. Yes,
not
I was right.
No, not them. Yep, as in nope. Yep, nope.
Bills?
Nope.
Am I touching the mic?
Nope. Well, the sweater is. Or the iPhone.
Saints?
Nope.
Ravens?
No.
I have no idea.
Keep guessing. You'll get there. There's four teams to guess. You'll get one of them eventually.
Vikings?
No.
Seahawks?
No.
49ers?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Browns?
Nope.
Jets?
No. Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The Jets are tied with the Titans, the Packers, and the Bears. Mostly because the Jets have faced dookie teams.
The Bills aren't dookie.
Other than the Bills.
Yeah. Can I take the blindfold off? It's pretty uncomfortable.
Sure.
Oh, geez, it's bright.
Every time.
My eyes hurt.
I don't even have the light on.
But the sun's shining.
No, it's not.
Everything sounds so clear now.
Look outside. It's completely cloudy. Completely, Sky.
Still hurts my eyes. I was in pitch black for like a whole 10 minutes more.
Well, you know. Still.
Okay. It's a bit better now, but it still hurts.
Okay. Well, Sky, you want to give us some news?
Ooh, Bills lost against the Patriots 16-10, and that made us all depressed. So now the Bills don't have an undefeated streak. That makes me sad. 49ers are undefeated, which is pretty surprising. They do have a good defense. Apparently, they have a good offense that just decided to show up this year. Packers were undefeated, lost the Eagles Thursday night. Yep, Thursday night. 34-27. I watched part of that game, and they were up by 10 in the second half. And apparently they ended up... No,
what
sorry.
Were
they
were
They were up 10-7 at halftime. What? Packers-Eagles.
Thursday. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That made me sad.
Even though by the time this comes out, the next Thursday night game will be happening the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I changed the upload schedule to every Wednesday just because, you know, it works better with both of our schedules, so...
Yeah.
Don't... If you were confused on why, like, we didn't have it on Mondays... And you thought that, oh, no, I'm not going to have a new episode of Tween Stock Touchdowns. Nope. I just changed the day to upload. Even though we record this on Sundays after the Bills game.
Mm-hmm.
You going to say anything else?
The Falcons suck. They, if you look at the roster, on paper, it's extremely good. They have Matt Ryan at quarterback. They have some good wide receivers. Julio Jones, one of the best in the league. They have Ridley, Sanu Sr., who are also very good.
Definitely.
So, on paper, their team is very good. But on the field, their team is Dookie Supreme. And they're just getting flushed down the toilet. Let's see. Who else looks good on paper, but it's actually Dookie? Jets don't look terrible on paper. I mean, they still look pretty bad, but they don't look terrible. Dolphins look terrible on paper and on the field. Honestly, I don't even know what's up with the Dolphins right now. I don't know what's up with the Dolphins right now. They were still bad, but they just got a lot worse. Who else was not bad, but they got trash? Ooh, Bengals.
Browns.
Brown.
Yeah. Well, they were terrible. They were they absolutely
got,
low.
And like, then they got terrible. Okay.
Then they got okay, and now they're bad again.
Yeah, and they're
I can't
in between.
Wait to play the Browns.
They're in between that bad and okay zone.
Yeah, I see.
But
so.
Bills came close to beating the Patriots, 16-10. Barkley, oh yeah, Josh Allen got a concussion by the way, so Barkley took over. So Barkley's not the running back from the Giants. He's an actual like second string quarterback
Matt
from the
Barkley,
Bills.
By the way.
Yeah, Matt Barkley, not Saquon.
Not
anyway,
related
so,
in any way, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think
so. Barkley, the last pick of the game. Barkley threw it, right? But the ball was hit from behind. So you know how your arm's back when you throw the ball? Defender hit the back of the ball when Barkley was throwing it.
Wouldn't that be
and
a
then it went woo up in the air oh, yeah. And it came down and someone picked it. And it made us all cry. But not really. And then afterwards, me and Matthew went to playing Madden, and Matthew had to go all sweaty and do all these fancy playbook play stuff. Yeah. Though, that's my afternoon. Watching the Bills lose and end up, like, winning against Matthew. Actually, we ended up stopping at the end of the first quarter at the beginning of the second half. I scored a touchdown and an extra point, and Matthew was like, hey, let's go record.
No. I said we got to go to court. And he was like, fine, but throw it up to me one-on-one. So I did
so,
it. I wouldn't do it normally, but I knew
before.
That we would.
Anyway. So
yeah, I have, and I've done it, but not with that.
I was covering Julio Jones. The first time Matthew threw it up, I wasn't ready. So Julio Jones absolutely demolished me. And then the second time, I was ready, so I absolutely demolished Julio Jones and got a pick six.
And by the way, we saw Belichick playing piano.
That was weird.
So he was, like, calling the play or whatever to his players. And he, like, with his hands, I can't, like...
He was wiggling his fingers
but, like, back
in
and
a
forth.
Straight line.
Like he was playing, like, piano.
Like,
I don't know. It was so weird.
He wiggled his fingers and moved his arms in a horizontal line. It was really weird.
I feel like we're not describing this very well.
No, that's about as good as we can describe
if only
it.
Only we had a video.
Oh, and Brady played, like, Dookie. Like, actual Supreme Dookie Supreme.
And the Patriots
and
allowed...
And so did Josh Allen, though.
And the Patriots allowed... the Patriots allowed the first touchdown since the 2018 AFC Championship game against the Chiefs.
Yeah, so
the
Bills...
The reason I said that fast is because I've told, like, a million people, and it's, like, getting old.
Getting annoying, yeah.
But
so the Bills... The Bills don't suck. That's evidence right there.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else?
Yeah, I mean... For one.
We talked about AB leaving the NFL last episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Here's the real reason, though. that AB wears the number 84. 8 times 4 is 32, and that's how many NFL teams don't want him.
Oof. Well, actually, no. When he was on the Patriots, he was 17.
Yeah, but he was forced to wear that, and he wanted to wear 84.
No, he didn't. He didn't care.
No, he wanted 84.
Oh, well, he didn't rage.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean...
Well, he still played, so.
He raged for a normal person, but not for AB. AB's rage is like, you're high. I'm it.
Wow. This is supposed to be family-friendly, bud.
I'm gonna edit that out.
Good. So, was there anything else?
I mean, I had a question for you.
Oh, I'm winning in my fantasy, I think.
Nobody cares. So what team from last year that... What team from last year that was like, you felt like if you were like any teams, you're like, oh yeah, we're playing them, that's easy. What team then from last year do you think is going to actually be good now?
Bills.
Okay, I think it's going to be the 49ers.
Yeah.
Sky.
No. I'm losing in fantasy by 4 points. But the thing is, Brown, so the person I'm playing, they have Brown
Antonio
starting,
Brown. There's a lot of Browns
and he
in
has
the NFL.
Scored no points because he's not in the NFL.
He's not even
and
in
then
the
they
NFL.
Also started somebody that has a bye week right now, and they also started Odell Beckham Jr., who only scored 4 points.
Well, that was a good start. I'm guessing this is like one of your friend's little sisters or something.
Yeah, who knows absolutely nothing about anything. Somehow, she started 2-0.
What if she beats you?
She's not going to.
She might.
Want to check? So these are the players that have played.
Scott, if she beats you, you're the worst fantasy player ever.
No, it's because my players suck.
Why'd you draft them?
No, my players are actually really good. So, my team, for my starters, Lamar Jackson, Alvin Kamara, Philip Lindsay, Julio Jones, Sterling Shepard. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, he did not do very good.
He did. 16.
Greg Olsen did trash. Juju Smith-Schuster hasn't played yet. And then I also have Steven Goskowski and the Jaguars defense. Oh, that...
It's only quarter two, though.
Yeah, they scored 1 point and it's quarter two. So, they are starting
Russell Wilson.
Johnson's
doing good.
Yeah, they also starting David Johnson, Christian McCaffrey,
he got 33
Antonio Brown, OBJ, George Kittle, Joe Mixon, Will Lutz, the Saints kicker, and the Rams defense. So far, the people that have played, Lamar Jackson has finished, Russell Wilson is in the middle of his game, Alvin Kamara has not played. Johnson is in the middle of his game. Philip Lindsay's in the middle of his game. Christian McCaffrey has played. Julio Jones has played. Well, you know, AB's out of the NFL. Sterling Shepard has played. OBJ has played. Greg Olsen has played.
George Kittle's
on a bye. Juju has not played. Joe Mixon has not played. Goskowski has played. Will Lutz has not played. And both defenses are in the middle of a game. So I'm pretty confident I can win.
I'm not.
I am.
I'm not.
Well, you know, if my players do extremely bad, which it looks like they are.
Well, I guess you still have Kamara.
Because Lamar Jackson.
You pretty much are just relying on Kamara.
Lamar Jackson has scored 24 points. Philip Lindsay is in the middle of his game. He scored 3.5. Julio Jones only scored 9.3. Sterling Shepard scored 16.9. Greg Olsen scored 2.5. And Goskowski has scored 4, while the Jaguars defense has scored 1 point. So it's not my fault if I lose, because I am drafting good people. It's just they suck.
Let's
this
look
week.
At your bench. Your bench.
My bench. I'm very glad I didn't start Brady, because he's only got 3.7 points. Le'Veon Bell has a bye. He's on my bench. James Conner, he hasn't played yet. Derrick Henry only scored 11.8. Marquise Brown only scored 6.2. And Delanie Walker only scored 1.4. How come two of like the top 10 best tight ends in the league have not scored 3 points?
That's kind of funny.
But combined. Combined. They haven't scored 5 points combined, though.
I wonder what the guy that has the fantasy football podcast, I wonder what he thinks of your fantasy team.
My fantasy team's actually pretty good, if I do say so myself.
I bet he'd be like, ha, ha, ha. amateurs.
But it's actually pretty good. My team's just playing. My players are just playing bad this week for some reason.
He'll be like, "What was your draft strategy?"
Well, you see, I wasn't available when the draft started, so I had to do an auto draft. I had no choice.
And then
my starting quarterback was Baker Mayfield. Let's just say that.
And then this guy's done like hours upon hours of math trying to figure out the best draft strategy.
Math has nothing to do with the
best. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It's literally picking players.
Yes, it does.
Okay, whatever. But the automated draft did give me Julio Jones, Le'Veon Bell, and Kamara.
It especially does if you're you're the league commissioner, because then you can trade whose pick is when.
Hmm?
You can trade who picks first and last and all that. You can change it if you're the league commissioner.
That's messed up.
Yeah, I was the league commissioner last year. I didn't change it for the record.
Just make Josh pick last. That'd
be good, because then he'd pick first the next round.
Oh, yeah, true.
Unless you aren't doing a snake draft, but who doesn't do that?
I would want first pick.
Have you ever done an auction draft?
No.
You like have a certain amount of money to spend and you bid on players pretty much.
That's weird.
It is.
So is that all?
Yeah, pretty much. What do you think of the Bills this year? Do you think they can beat the Titans and the Dolphins in their next two games?
Dolphins, of course. Titans, probably.
Yeah, I think they can beat, judging on how close they came with the Patriots. Yeah, I think so. I think that the Bills can do... I think they're going to make playoffs this year. You said they were going to.
I said they might.
You said they were going to go 10-6.
Okay, hang on. Let's look at all the division leaders. Patriots.
Yep.
Chiefs.
Yep.
Ravens.
Yep.
And let me think for a second.
AFC South.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know who's going to lead it. Probably Texans.
Is this your prediction or what?
That's probably what's going to happen.
Okay, so and it's then, a prediction. Are so we talking about
for
actually...
For wild cards, it'll be between Bills...
We're talking about AFC, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we're talking about NFC.
Well, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. For wild card, it'll be in between Bills, Titans, Colts, and Chargers, probably.
Okay, yeah. Bills, Titans, Colts, Chargers. Yeah, that's fair, I guess. Yeah, definitely. Actually, maybe not Colts. Well, actually, yeah, probably.
Maybe not Titans. Honestly, probably not Titans. Titans aren't very good this year.
Yeah, they're not great this year, but, like, they could.
I think the two closest competitors are going to be... Well, Bills and Chargers are probably going to be the two that make wild card.
Yeah, probably. Actually, them and the Browns.
No, not Browns. Based on how they've done.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they're 1-3, so that's not exactly a great record that you want to see. That rhymes!
Congrats. So, is that all?
Yeah, pretty much. So, if you enjoy this podcast, go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, and share with your friends and family.
If you have any.
If you don't have any, we'll be your friends and probably not your family.
Because that's weird.
And, definitely do that. So I'm Matthew.
And this is Sky.
And we're signing off for now. We'll see you in the next episode.
Nope. They're going to hear us. You're going to hear us. Yep. See ya. Yep. Nope.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Sky.
And you'll hear us in the next episode. Hear us.